Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, here we go. Travis Thomas Experience. Feels so good to be back on WEEI Airwaves. In fact, it feels even better after a Red Sox win. Oh my goodness, 3-1 final. You win the series. How good does that sound? Oh my God. I felt like all of you going into this Atlanta series, desperate to stop the bleeding of a 5-game losing skid. Friday night went as we all had hoped. Trevor Story's bat finally woke up, came alive. Lucas Giolito looked solid. And most importantly, neither one of them got hurt. That felt nice, didn't it? Oh, my God. How about today? Have yourself an afternoon, Trevor Story. Please, come on down. I mean, honestly, unbelievable. Garrett Crochet again. I mean, just an absolute savage, this guy. 7 innings, 1 earned run, 12 punch-outs, a season high. Story, a 3-run double. You heard the defense. I mean, this guy was everywhere. You know, it's funny. Bregman goes down, and everyone talks about the production of his bat and what you lose there, but you lose leadership as well. And you're kind of looking at Trevor Story like, hey, bro, you're a veteran too. You haven't shown up this season yet. And now he's coming alive, and you can see the leadership with him. Beautiful times right now for the Sox. Let's get this back on track, please. Oh, my God. Travis Thomas Experience on IG and Twitter. Get at me. Call me. 617-779-7937. Listen, I know it's not like they won the World Series this weekend, but it just feels good to get a series win. I can't even help it. Oh, my God. I've been waiting for it. I talk about this a lot here on the Travis Thomas Experience, where I showed up to town on the heels of the last ALCS season. I wasn't here for that. That was 2021, right? So I showed up, you know, 5 minutes after that. And since I've been in town, this team has been 500. And it's driving me nuts. I'm like, can I please, please get a playoff game at Fenway? Please. I mean, I need it. Inject it into my veins. I've yet to feel it. I've felt a Celtics championship here and what that feels like. But I haven't seen the Sox give me anything yet. So I'm hoping that, listen, this team is different than those teams since I've arrived. Like those 500 teams, I understand the records are almost identical. It feels like Groundhog's Day because this team just perpetually 500, perpetually underachieving. But I would argue talent-wise, you know, listen, these last few seasons, it hasn't really been underachieving. I mean, they've achieved what they were. They were average at best, and they played like it. This team is different. The talent is better. The AL is more wide open than the past years. Yes, the Yankees are good. They're not dominant. Yes, I like the Tigers. Are you convinced that they're some behemoth? I'm not. Just because they're the top in the AL doesn't mean they're dominant, that they're some invincible team. That's a young team. They're still trying to figure it out. And then it's a logjam of all the teams we see every year. Guardians, Mariners, Twins, blah, blah, blah. I like the Royals, but they're young too. This Red Sox team is talented enough that if they can get out of their own G-damn way, they can go on a run. And we know it. 617-779-7937. If you want to talk Sox with me, Travis Thomas Experience, I'm here till 6 tonight. And I'm so glad. Oh, I feel like I can breathe a little bit with this team finally winning a series against, by the way, Braves aren't playing well, but that's a really tough team. I mean, it's not like, look, now you get the Angels at Fenway, right? And that should help you out. Although we said the same thing against the Orioles a week ago, and it didn't go our way. How about that Brewers series where you got swept? That was a Brewers team in the same boat at the Red Sox at the time. They weren't playing well, hovering around 500. Don't look now. The Brewers swept the Red Sox and became one of the hottest teams in the league. That's how quick these things happen. So don't kid yourself. Don't understate what this series win against the Braves means, potentially, for this Red Sox team. You take two out of three from a struggling-ish, but really talented Braves team in their building. I mean, listen, now you come back to Fenway. Call me crazy, but if this team can sweep the Angels or take two out of three from the Angels, you're feeling good going to New York to take on the Evil Empire. 617-779-7937. I mean, I'm just going to put this out there now. Do you believe that this Red Sox team can get out of its own way, turn this around, and make the postseason? 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on IG and Twitter. I mean, that's what I want to know. I'm telling you, I'm maintaining what I predicted before the season started. I have not wavered. Now, I have said choice words to this team. You know, I mean, like you, I've pulled out my hair with this team. I swear if I had some, I would pull it out. But in the end, I still think talented enough, they're going to get there. By the way, you're getting Bregman back at some point. I just think this team is going to be everyone in the American League's worst nightmare. You know, you've seen it in every sport, not just baseball. It happens in football. It happens in basketball. It damn sure happens in hockey, where a team that's talented but sort of has underachieved all year suddenly gets hot, figures it out, puts all the pieces into place. Next thing you know, you're thinking, uh-oh. I don't want that team coming here to face us, or I don't want to go to Fenway and face them. I think this Red Sox team has that DNA written all over it. Now, obviously, the big question surrounding them will be if they can put it together or not. Is it sustainable? Can they be consistent? Can they get healthy? At times with this Red Sox team, it's felt like the pitching's there, but the bats go cold. Then the bats go cold, or then the bats heat up, then the pitching lets you down, or the bullpen blows it, or the defense, or Cora's trying to tinker with the lineup. It's not working. It seems like nothing works in unison with this team. Even this series, to a certain extent. I mean, think about that. We just talked about this. Friday night, Trevor Story. I mean, he sat up from the casket like the Undertaker. Where'd this guy come from? Thank God he's here. May, get the hell out of here. June, let's go. It's story time. Lucas Giolito looks solid. Saturday night, the bats went cold again. The Sox get blanked. This is what I mean. This is why we can't have nice things. It's like one night, you're up. The next night, oh, you lose all the momentum. And then I had no idea what to expect today. But I knew Crochet was on the hill. I know he's been consistent. I know he's going to shove. It's just a matter of defense and the bats. And does everything come together like it should? And it did today. Trevor Story showed up again. Both at the plate and in the field. He looked like a leader. Crochet shoved. Chapman closed it out. I mean, this team, I'm telling you, when they put it together, they can be the best in the American League. Now, you look out at the National League, don't get it twisted. It's top heavy. There are some killers out there. I mean, look at what the Dodgers have been doing to the Yanks. I mean, this is real out there. But in the American League, yeah, Yankees are the Yankees, right? I mean, Tigers look really good. Royals are young. But I think it's wide open. There's more parity in the it's more parity in the American League. I think if the Sox can get hot, figure this out, get their confidence where it needs to be. You know what I would love to see? A lot of great teams figure it out this time of year. June, July, going into the All-Star break. They put it together. About 5 weeks, 6 weeks, they figure it out. They get hot. They go on a win streak. This team needs a win streak in the worst way. I mean, hell, if you could sweep the Angels, that'll be four in a row. It's pretty good momentum there going to New York. If this team can figure it out this next month, that's what the teams who position themselves for a pennant chase, that's what they do. Right before the All-Star break, you have some momentum. You feel good about yourself. Let's see if they can do it. 617-779-7937. Do you believe they can? Do you believe that this Red Sox team can turn it around? Do you feel good about this series win against the Braves? Do you think they can put it together? Get out of their own way. Do you believe they'll make the playoffs? Let's hit the phone lines. Let's go to my man Paul on line one. Paul, your takeaways from this series, how'd the Sox do?
Well, I think you bring up the key points, and I would add to what you're saying with the following facts, not my opinion. I think we're number eight in overall total run scores because we can explode. We were the rotisserie wheel of discontent. When this was bad, they were good. When they were good, they were bad.
Right.
Now, if you put it all together, which is what happens, Gelato has his four pitches. When he was throwing in the low 90s, Corey yanked him before he got shelled. And like I agree with what you said about Trevor Story coming back. And then look at the potential, like you're saying. In our league and division, he's marshmallow compared to like the L.A. team. But remember, we beat like the Royals, the best team in baseball, and then lose to a crap team. There's something I have to explain. Very simple. When I first went into business, selling cars, Martin Radwick said, you make the money when you buy it, not when you sell it. You win the game when your life is in order and your head is straight. And you're not stressed and screwed up at home with all the emotions and the Facebook and the social media and the pressure. When we go on the road, we're relaxed and we kick the crap out of people. They got to learn how to adjust their mindset to be the best they can be because it all begins and ends in your brain. That's why you go from being really good to really bad. That's what they got to focus on. Core is a brain. I think they'll figure it out.
Yeah, great call, Paul. I appreciate it. I mean, listen, you know, I guess there's something to be said for – maybe when they're at home in Fenway, they feel the pressure from loud mouths like me and from the fans to perform. But this team isn't that good on the road. I mean, they're 13-18 on the road, 16-14 at home. So, look, I mean, it's typical right now. They're average across the board, a little bit worse on the road than they are at home. But I hear you. I don't think it matters. I don't think it matters if they get out of their own way. I think they can go on the road. I think they can win at Fenway. Just win. I mean, that's all there is to it. I think what you said, though, about distractions, and think about this over the last, I don't know, let's stretch this out 2-3 weeks. All the way from Bregman's injury to Devers, you know, refusal to play here and all the questions about that. And then are they going to call up Marcelo Meyer? And then they do. And then now the Roman Anthony drumbeats. I mean, it's just been one thing after another surrounding this team. I don't want to use the word distraction because it's too cliche. Can we use the word noise? Is that a fair word to use? There's been noise around the Red Sox, for better or for worse, self-inflicted or not. I mean, hell, it seems now, especially with Story coming alive, that maybe your lineup feels a little more solidified. Remember all the talk about Christian Campbell making his debut today at first? Yeah, nah. Of course, so that's okay. We need the bat in the lineup, right where it is. Great. And it was the right move. Maybe they'll, we could just quiet the noise around the lineup and around Cora and around Devers not wanting to do what the team wants to do and blaming Breslow and Cora and all this stuff. Let's just play ball. Let's put it together. I believe in this team. Do you? 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on Twitter and IG. Let's go to Enrique online too. Enrique, what do you make of the Sox? You feeling better about them, or you think this team's going to make the postseason, or what?
I think we got a good chance to make the postseason. I don't want to get too excited just yet, but I think a big thing that happened over the weekend was Breslow saying that we're going with Cora. He's our man. We're going to go with him, and we committed to him, and we're stepping forward. I think that was a big thing. Also, with Toro, I mean, this guy, you know, he looked real good in spring training, and then he comes in with Casas going down, and he's just been a dog for us. Coming in with a bat, picking it at first, he's been big, and then, of course, Story, we've needed him all year. So him finally coming in, showing us that he could be a leader, having a great weekend over there in Atlanta, I like the way we're moving. I think we're moving in the right direction, but we just got to get the ball rolling.
That's right. Appreciate the call, Enrique. And listen, you know, you're absolutely right. And the only way to get the ball rolling, and we all roll our eyes every time coaches and managers say this, but it is true, isn't it? You got to take it a game at a time. It's so true. I mean, we roll our eyes. It's like, okay, here we go again. Is Bill Belichick back? We're going to take it a game at a time, right? But it is true, especially as it pertains to this Red Sox team. I mean, again, with a team that has had as many follies as this team, like, it literally, it's ham, no burger, peanut butter, no jelly. One night the bats are on fire, the pitching's like, what are you doing? It's an S show. Then the pitching's on point and the bats go to hell. And I mean, honestly, and you're right. You know, I think Breslow and the front office deserve a lot of credit for standing behind Alex Cora. I am someone who has defended him here on WEEI and Nesson as well. Check me out there Monday through Friday. You can't miss me. Listen, I have a face for radio, but I am all over Nesson. Honest to God. Honest to God. If you turn on that, I'm on Nesson right now. I don't even know how this is possible. I thought it was the post-game show for the Sox. I look up and it's my mug. Right now, I am on TV and radio simultaneously. It's unbelievable. Anyways, I've defended Alex Cora time and time again. But I understand someone has to be blamed too, right? Like, I get it. I do get it. Because think about this. It's not just losing games. In sports, we understand you win some, then some, you lose some, right? We get it. But it's the way this team loses. Oh, my God. Night in, night out. It's like a nightmare you can't wake up from. I mean, these one-loss close run, one run, close loss games, the extra innings, the mistakes, the devil's in the details. And this team continues consistently to lose the same way. Well, you got to blame someone. You're not going to blame the baseball gods for putting voodoo on the Red Sox, are you? I mean, honestly. So it falls at the feet of Cora. And I find myself like, damn, I can't really defend this dude right now. But what I found myself doing was taking a breath. It's June 1st. They're at 500 again, pretty much, hovering. It's like, look, if they're going to fix it, Alex Cora is a guy that is going to have to get this team to lock in, to button up, dot the I's, cross the T's. And the only way to really right the ship and get on the right path is one win at a time. So you win this series. Great. Now you get the Angels for three games at home. Newsflash, the Angels suck. So do the O's, and it didn't matter a week ago. Let's see if it matters now. One win at a time. I believe this team will get it right and make the postseason ultimately. Do you? 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on IG and Twitter. Let's take one more call before I go to break. Let's go with my man Jonesy on line one. Jonesy, what's happening? What do you think about your Sox?
Oh, my God. I'm so freaking a little depressed, but yeah. I'm a diehard, and I'm waiting for that. Your optimism kills me. I love it. I want that run. We got a series win. Put a whole bunch together. This and that. I mean, it's freaking, we need a streak.
Yeah.
And hopefully it started now. And that's all I can say. I mean, Crochet, yeah, he's lost a bunch of games that he should have won. We got nothing. We got this. We got that. But hopefully, because I'm an optimist, they'll put it all together.
Yes, sir.
And we'll start wins cure everything.
You're my boy, Jonesy. Love that guy. Don't even know who he is. I just felt connected to him. Said my optimism was rubbing off on him, apparently. I mean it, though. Now, listen, I can admit this as we go to break. I may be biased here because, look, you guys know how I feel about you. Since I've been here, I got to cover a championship run. You know how cool it was last season to cover the Celtics championship run? It was amazing. I've been to Bruins playoff games, felt that atmosphere. But I have yet to feel playoff fever, playoff fire, playoff passion in Fenway Park. Oh, my God. Even just walking in Fenway. Dude, I do this show from Fenway. Just walking into Fenway to this day since I've arrived makes my heart flutter. I can't imagine walking in there in October. Oh, for a game that counts. Listen, if you call me, 617-779-7937, don't just tell me if you think this team's going to make the postseason. Don't just tell me if you think this team will get out of their own way, figure it out, get their groove back, get their swagger back, get their aura right, and go on a run. If you call me, don't just tell me that you think this team will fail and they won't make it. When you call me, tell me what it's like in Fenway for playoff games. I just need it. Inject it into my veins, would you? 617-779-7937. I mean, where are you? Honestly, your Sox just won a series against a really good team. Your Sox are trying to turn it around. Where are you? Wake up. Call me. 617-779-7937. Are you too sad? Do you not believe in the team? Are you too drunk from celebrating? I mean, what's going on here? I was told you love the Sox. When we come back, we hear from you. Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I, Travis Thomas Experience. Taking your phone calls, 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on IG and Twitter. Here we go. Series win. Finally. As the Sox beat the Braves in Hotlanta, 3-1. Crochet shoving. 7 innings pitch, 1 earned run, 12 punch outs, a season high. And if you're him, you're like, finally, my team helped a brother out. War pig. I mean, this guy is just filth. Personified, and his team showed up for him today. Trevor Story, 3-run double, getting it done with the glove, too. Here we go, baby. I think this team's putting it together. 617-779-7937. Do you? Travis Thomas Experience on IG and Twitter. I started the show by saying I believe this team will make a postseason run, but boy, do they just need to stop the bleeding. 5-game losing streak snapped on Friday night. Trevor Story's bat finally woke up. I said it looked like the Undertaker sitting up from the casket. And then today, have yourself an afternoon, Trevor Story. So he's rocking and rolling. Crochet's consistent. I mean, at some point, Bregman's going to come back later this season, right? I think this team's going to make a postseason run. Do you? So we have a packed show for you. I'm talking Sox with you. In addition to, believe it or not, Patriots, Celtics, and Bruins before I get out of here at 6 p.m. In the meantime, in between time, I want to hear from you. Call me. Do you believe that this Red Sox team is finally figuring it out? Do you think they'll go on a run? Do you believe they'll make the postseason? 617-779-7937. Let's go to Bill on line one. Bill, welcome to the experience. What do you make of the Sox?
I need to bring you back to earth, Travis.
Yes, sir.
They just won one in a row.
They won a series. This team was losing in the most heartbreaking fashion ever, every night.
I understand that. I understand they just won the series, but they're inconsistent. Can we agree with that?
They're
inconsistent. Yeah. I mean, it's nice to see Trevor Story turn it around a little bit this weekend, but even Trevor Story, his history shows he's a streaky hitter, okay? So he's going to continue to be inconsistent. The problem with Bregman going down, okay, and this is, you know, you go back to last season, and this is what I thought about this team last season, even when they had Tyler O'Neill, and Tyler O'Neill had a pretty good season for the Red Sox. He was a good right-handed bat.
Yeah, he was.
But he wasn't enough. He wasn't enough for Fenway. They're not built for Fenway.
Mm.
Okay? So Bregman goes down, okay, and who else do they have to rely on, okay, consistently, okay, as a right-handed hitter in that lineup? Okay, in Fenway Park.
Right.
They're not built for Fenway. And that's been a problem with this team for a couple of seasons now. And it's mastercised itself again this season. And they're going to continue to be inconsistent, unfortunately, because of that.
So you think this team's going to end up like the last few years, just a 500 team?
Absolutely. Ooh, absolutely. Okay. We're going in that direction. We're in that direction right now.
Well, we'll see. Hey, listen, big three games against the Angels. And like you said, if this team doesn't win at home, this is a good test for them. I thought the same thing when the Orioles came to town. I thought, okay, O's are struggling this season.
We saw it way back when they played Minnesota Twins.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, Bill. But, hey, listen, we'll see. I tell you one thing. If they're going to get it together at home, now would be a good time. Get a little bit of momentum. Thanks for the call, brother. Get a little bit of momentum and then head to New York to take on the Yankees. You sure could use a nice home stand right now, couldn't we? 617-779-7937. I'm getting some messages as well. You can always DM me at Travis Thomas Experience. You can also hit the text line, 617-779-7937. And I'm getting a couple texts on the text line saying, you know, slow down on giving them props for beating the Braves 2 out of 3 because the Braves are, you know, fourth placed in the NL East. I didn't say the Braves were going to win the World Series. What I said, this is a good Braves team, just like this is a good Red Sox team. Sometimes your record isn't indicative of the talent you have. Who in the hell, with their right mind and two functioning eyeballs, can look at the Braves lineup and tell me that's not a good, talented team? Of course it is. They're not playing well right now. Guess what I can do as well with the Red Sox? The same thing. Like, I can look at this lineup and be like, it's a damn good team. And then if I just looked at both lineups and didn't look at records, right? And then I looked at the lineup for the Braves. I looked at the lineup for the Red Sox, but I didn't know the records. And then you told me the records after I've looked at the lineups. I would say, oh, well, both teams are underachieving. So, you know, I'm not trying to act like the Braves are the, you know, the World Series champs here. But what I am suggesting is when you are in baseball hell, like the Sox have been the last few weeks, to go on the road against an underachieving, talented, good Braves team, as I said, win a series is a good thing. You get some momentum. Now you come back home against a crappy Angels team. What's the problem with that? I mean, I'll take it. Hell, I wouldn't care if they were playing the Savannah Bananas right now. A win is a win, and this team needs it in the worst way, and they got it. 617-779-7937. I'll take your Red Sox calls all show long. Travis Thomas Experience on IG and Twitter as well. When we come back, we'll continue talking Sox. Plus, I'll switch gears and talk Patriots as well. I have a lot of thoughts on their season. I haven't talked to you in a while since the schedule came out. So we're talking Sox and Patriots when we come back. Get in here and party with me on the Travis Thomas Experience. 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on IG and Twitter. I'm here until 6. Rock with me. Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI. Here we go. Travis Thomas Experience. Feeling the vibe after the Sox finally get a series win. I mean, it just felt like forever to me. I'm sure I'm overreacting. I'm sure I'm a prisoner of the moment, and I don't care. I mean, honestly, I've sat on Nesson for 2 weeks now talking doom and gloom surrounding this baseball team. I mean, they continued to lose games the exact same way. It was a nightmare. It felt like Groundhog's Day. Close, one run, extra inning, heartbreak city. Mistakes, details, not buttoned up, no I's dotted, no T's crossed, just straight L's to the chest. And finally, against a talented, underachieving Braves team in Hotlanta, Trevor Story shows up. Giolito pitches well. Garrett Crochet does what he's been doing, you know, dominate. They get a series win. Now they come back home against a crappy Angels team. I mean, look, call me crazy, but I'm cautiously optimistic. Are you? 617-779-7937. You can also message me on IG and Twitter at Travis Thomas Experience. Follow me. I'm a great follow, baby. Yeah. My good buddy Sean just hit me up. I work with him at Nesson. He's a great producer, prolific writer. He actually worked in Hollywood for a number of years. The guy's just talented as all get out. And Nesson's very fortunate to have him. And he sent me a message. He's listening. I always try to get him to call in. It's never going to happen. He's like Kaiser Sose. It's just not going to happen. He's too mysterious. But he did send me a message and show me a lot of love and likes the energy I bring to the radio. So I appreciate that, my man. 617-779-7937 if you want to talk Sox with me. I also I wanted to talk Patriots, too, because I haven't had a chance to speak with you all since the schedule came out. And I'm sure, like most of you, you know, I feel the same way that, yes, it is a favorable schedule. I'm just not going to go crazy with the Pats and say, you know, 11 wins, 12 wins, they're going to win the AFC East. Not saying those things aren't possible, but everything, and I do mean everything, would have to go right, wouldn't it? It had to be the perfect storm. Drake May would have to, if not sniff top 10 NFL quarterback play, he would certainly have to be in the top 15, wouldn't he? That would have to happen in year two. Not impossible. Very tough to do. Ask C.J. Stroud. You know? Mike Vrabel. Yes, we know he was the right hire. Yes, we all felt as though he should have been hired to begin with instead of Gerard Mayo. But in the end, it still has to work, right? So 11, 12 wins, winning the division, dethroning the Bills. I mean, Mike Vrabel would probably be coach of the year, wouldn't he? Don't you think? Drake May, top 15 in the league. Mike Vrabel, coach of the year. Okay, I could see it. But those are ambitious goals, aren't it? I mean, aren't they? Like, I'm not saying it can't happen. I'm just saying, I'm a betting man, and I'm not going to bet on either. I think, you know, the truth is probably somewhere in between. I don't think they're 11 or 12 wins. I certainly don't think they're 4 like last season either. In fact, I'm looking right now as we speak at an ESPN article based off of FPI ratings. So that's Football Power Index. So this is like college football stuff. Basically, let me translate. All the nerds sit down with their computers, they punch in numbers, and then the computer tells you, you know, what they think based off of the analytics. So this is the NFL FPI ratings for the upcoming season based on probability to win the Super Bowl.
Nerds!
So, nerds. So, of course, we know the Eagles are one, followed by the Chiefs, Ravens, Lions, Bills. No shockers, right? All the heavies. So I thought, okay, where are the Patriots? I'm talking Patriots in this segment. Let me just look on down here. They shouldn't be bottom of the barrel. We all know they're going to be better than 4 wins. So I started thinking, what's a realistic landing spot? 32 teams? I think middle of the pack makes a lot of sense, somewhere in the teens. I could live with 19. I could live with 20, although I would make a case for them to be higher. What do you know? The nerds hating. Patriots ranked 25th out of 32 teams. What? You kidding? Down there with the Saints, Titans, Browns, Panthers, Giants. What? Look, I don't think this team's going to be 11 or 12 wins unless everything goes perfectly, as I just illustrated. I definitely don't think they're going to be 4 wins, and that's what you're suggesting to me when they're ranked this low in this kind of power ranking. I don't think they're going to be that bad again. I'll go in between. I mean, you open the season at home against a crappy Raiders team. You go on the road in Miami against a soft Dolphins team. I mean, that Dolphins team is soft as baby crap. And we know Mike Vrabel's coming in and making this team overnight tougher. So I don't, I know they don't historically play well in Miami, but early September, it shouldn't be hot as hell, right? I like the Patriots there, back home against the Steelers. Who's a quarterback for the Steelers? I mean, what are we doing? Is it Aaron Rodgers? Will he be sober? Like, is he by week 3, will the shrooms from the darkness retreat be worn off? I don't know. I would think that's a win. Certainly a coin flip game. Carolina comes here. I like the way Carolina finished last season, but they are the Panthers. There's no guarantee that carries over. So right there, your first 5 games of the season, first 4 games, right out of the gate, I mean, hell, you could be staring at 3-1. You really get cray-cray, 4-0. Then it gets, a little tricky. Sunday nighter in Buffalo, okay. Then you go to New Orleans for a little reprieve. That team's tanking for Arch. Then you go to Tennessee. They have a rookie quarterback. Home against Cleveland. I mean, you're making some hay here, right? Home against Atlanta. We'll call that a coin flip game. At Tampa's going to be tough. Listen, Thursday nighter against the Jets, you get them at home. That's that Thursday night primetime game. I like the Jets this year. I really do. I may be on an island with that, but I like what Aaron Glenn is doing as a head coach, and we've seen other defensive head coaches with the Jets not work out. This feels a little different to me. Aaron Glenn, I think, is actually overdue with becoming an NFL head coach. He should have been a head coach 2-3 years ago, in my opinion. He finally gets a gig. It's a team he used to play for and was a star. I mean, he is more than ready. He is overqualified to be an NFL head coach. That roster has been just waiting on a quarterback to be placed into it for years now. The defense is there. Offensive skill positioning players are there. They've tried yet again this offseason to improve the offensive line, which has been putrid since I don't even remember how long at this point. Feels like a lifetime. And then the X factor, why I like them, I think Justin Fields was a tremendous move for them. Smart. The kid was playing really well in Pittsburgh. They decided to go with Russell Wilson once he was healthy, but I thought they could have stuck with Justin Fields and maybe had better results. So his confidence has to be there, and he's got to be ready to sort of embrace another opportunity. Solid defense, good skill position players on the outside for him. I think Justin Fields is going to flourish, and I think the Patriots are going to be in the same boat as them. I can see regression for the Dolphins because they're soft and they finally realize it. And I'm going to tell you something. I think them paying Tua was a big mistake. I believe they'll realize that this season. Probably started to last season. But I think this season they'll say, uh-oh, we made a mistake giving this guy the bag. There's actually 2 teams I think that's going to feel that way. I think the Jaguars are going to feel that way with Trevor Lawrence as well. So if the Dolphins, if I'm right, and they regress slightly, Jets are a little better than we think, Patriots are pretty good, I think the Bills are probably still the creme de la creme of the division, although I think it'll be tighter now. I'll take the Patriots around 8-9, 9-8. And listen, think about this. If they're 8-9, They doubled their win total from last season. Okay, we'll feel good about that. Plus, if you're 8-9, that means in December, you're playing meaningful football. We will think this team can make a wild card run. If they go 8-9, they'll fall short of it. But just the fact that we'll be interested in Patriots football and it'll be important games that won't stress us out like the last few seasons, we'll take that. And if it's 9-8, that may or may not, in a loaded AFC, get you into the postseason. But we'll feel good about that too. And by the way, if you're 9-8, you're one coin flip game from being a 10-6, which will likely, or 10-7, which will likely get you into the postseason. So, listen, I feel pretty optimistic around the Patriots this season. Do you? 617-779-7937. I'm here till 6. I'll talk Celtics as well in this hour. I mean, we got all the business here on the Travis Thomas Experience. So if you want to talk Patriots football with me, 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on Twitter and IG as well. We also been talking Red Sox all show, coming off a series win now, stopping the bleeding. Series win over the Braves, taking 2 out of 3, feeling good, coming back home, taking on the Angels for a 3-game homestand starting tomorrow. I think this team has a little momentum. Trevor Story's bat has awoken. We know he's good in the field. We know he's a leader. It looks like he's starting to settle into that. Look, for all the talk we had about Raffy and moving here and moving there and how come he doesn't do this, how come he doesn't do that, I tell you one thing, Alex Cora's decision to say, hey, look, he has settled in to DH. We're going to just let that ride. Looks like the right decision because he has settled in. He's swinging the bat. Marcelo Meyer looks the part. I mean, what more can we say about Garrett Crochet? So everything now seemingly seems to be aligning for the Sox. So we'll see if they can put it together here on this homestand against the Angels, who are putrid. I felt that way against the Orioles, and it didn't go our way. So hopefully the Sox sort of have it figured out and can catch a groove now. 617-779-7937. So we talk Sox to open the show. We're talking Patriots here. My question to you as it pertains to the Pats, do you think the Patriots team this season, you know, you look around the town right now, it's like, all right, Bruins still trying to figure out the coach. We know they're in a rebuild. Celtics, I'll talk that when we come back from break, but next season, you can't feel good about it. So they're sort of in flux now. New ownership coming in. A lot of bills due for the Celtics. They're sort of up in the air. The Red Sox, we talked about all day here as trying to figure it out, trying to stay out of their own way, trying to manufacture some momentum. So they're trying to figure it all out. You look up right now, quiet is kept. The Patriots have some juice. I mean, there's not, you know, these huge expectations. Most people recognize if they made the postseason, that would be fantastic. But I don't think there's any pressure for them to do that. But you look at the NFL, I mean, if you get the head coach and the quarterback combination right, you have a chance at the postseason. You have a chance to be special. You're certainly interesting. And we look up right now, and we think we have both right. We think Mike Vrabel's the answer at head coach. We think Drake May is a franchise quarterback of the future. That's optimism. In this league, and I get it, you don't have a lot of weapons on the outside for Drake May, and your best one right now doesn't seem focused, does he? He's on the love boat. That may not be the only thing he's on. So, I mean, look, but I do think right now the Patriots have a little juice to them. What do you think? How many games do you think the Patriots team will win this season? I'm going to go 9-8. I said, you know, between 8-9, 9-8. I'll go on the high end. I'll go 9-8. What say you? 617-779-7937. We're talking Patriots. We're talking Red Sox. When we come back, I'm talking Celtics. I mean, get in here. I'm only here till 6. Let's go. 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on Twitter and IG. Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI. Here's what's trending.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Mike Vrabel. Poor Mike Vrabel. Vrabel's just like, man, I'm just trying to get OTAs going, and I got my star wide receiver who I threw all this money at to come in here and be a leader on a boat, turned up, all type of extracurricular activities. Travis Thomas Experience, taking your phone calls, 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on Twitter and IG. You can hit me up on the text line as well. This is one of the reasons why I really like Mike Vrabel, because I know damn well internally, he just had to be so ticked off. He had to be so ticked off. But he comes out, comes to the podium, and he's human. There's no grumpy. There's no, I'm not going to answer the questions. There's no deflecting. There's no trying to make you look like an idiot. He comes out and he says, listen, I want all of our players to make the right decisions on and off the field. We are going to deal with the players that we have here right now. And the ones who aren't here, it doesn't matter right now. And then, you know, they start asking them questions. Hey, I'm just dealing with the guys we have here. You know, I like that he sort of humanized it, tells you where he's coming from, but at the same time gives you that coach speak of, I'm not going to talk about this right now. We're going to deal with this internally. I respect that about Mike Vrabel. I think he has and maybe it's because he played for the Patriots and won with the Patriots, but I just think he has a certain gravitas to him. He has a certain way of knowing how to deal with the media here. Give us what we need. Tell the fans, you know, keep the fans updated and informed, but also complete, you know, autonomy over his football team. Although, this can't feel good. I cannot imagine that Mike Vrabel did not cuss the hell out of Stephon Diggs. Stephon Diggs probably caught one of the most epic, if not the most epic, cuss out of his life from Mike Vrabel, and rightfully so, bro. You were brought here to be a leader. You're not in your prime anymore. Your production is not going to equal what you brought to the Vikings and what you brought to the Bills in your prime years. You were okay for the Texans before you got hurt. That's probably closer to what the Patriots will get production-wise out of Stephon Diggs. And, oh, by the way, he's coming off an injury at his advanced age. You were brought here to be a leader, Stephon Diggs. You weren't brought here to be Justin Jefferson because you can't be at this stage. And he's failing already at the leadership aspect. Now, there's been a lot of talk about if Stephon Diggs will get cut or not. Do you believe Stephon Diggs will get cut? I don't. I think because of the money. I said back when the Patriots signed Stephon Diggs, I did not love the contract because I thought, why not get this guy who probably won't have a robust market? I knew there'd be teams interested. I, in fact, thought it would make more sense for Stephon Diggs to come back to the Texans, to be honest. They still have injuries, including him, but they have injuries at the wide receiver position. So I thought, oh, okay, well, how about, you know, he just goes back to Houston and tries to help them get over the hump. I mean, that team's close. I didn't think he'd have a robust market. I thought maybe a couple contenders would be interested in Stephon Diggs, maybe a Chiefs. You know, a team that needs a wideout, but maybe you can get him on a veteran minimum. He can chase rings. But no, the Patriots threw the bag at him. And I was like, why? 3 years, $69 million, 26 guaranteed. I mean, $12 million signing bonus. My God, that's not a prove it deal at all. Now, it's short term, but it's a you've already proven yourself deal. You are our leader deal. And then this guy comes in and does this. I don't think they will cut him. But I do think there's already some regret to giving this guy this contract. Stephon Diggs has not shown you he can be a leader at all in his career. Great player. Teammates like him. You know, this love boat incident. You know, it wasn't like he got arrested. He doesn't have any legal issues throughout his career. But he's never shown you leadership. Since when? All we've seen is theatrics on the sideline and pouting when he doesn't get his way. We've seen diva wide receiver behavior out of Stephon Diggs. It's not leadership. But the Patriots thought, hey, maybe this is a guy that at this stage of his career, he's matured. He's ready to lead. And then this happens. So, look, cutting Stephon Diggs is very much so on the table. Mike Girardi spoke about this on WEEI Afternoons earlier this week. Take a listen.
That leads me to want to ask, do you think there's a chance Steph Diggs could get cut?
Yeah, I don't think it's a high chance. I think there's going to be a if there hasn't already been a come to Jesus conversation, if you will, and just like, hey, A, tell me what was going on. Tell me I don't have to worry about this again. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, be here.
That leadership crap, overstated, man. I mean, the damage, I think it's already done. I do not believe he gets cut. I agree with Mike Girardi. However, you know, the damage has been done in terms of anyone on that team. And it's a shame because Drake May's young. Will Campbell's young. I mean, you have so many youngsters on this team on the offensive and the defensive side that could learn a lot from a Stephon Diggs. None of them are looking at him as a leader. Teammate, sure. Likeable guy, sure. That's what he's been every step of the way. Leader, never. And the one chance that he has to grasp that and become that, he blew it, literally and figuratively, on a boat. Unbelievable. 617-779-7937. Taking your Patriots calls. I gave my prediction last segment. I think this team goes 9-8. Do you? What do you think? 617-779-7937. I'm here till 6 if you want to weigh in on that and the Stephon Diggs nonsense. We also talked Red Sox to open the show. I think this team now going to Atlanta, getting a series win. They snapped a 5-game losing streak Friday night in this series. I think this team now, the only way to build momentum, to manufacture anything, any type of juice, is one win at a time. The Angels coming to town for 3 games is perfect timing if you're going to capture that. If you could sweep them or take 2 out of 3 from them, now you're cooking with gas. Your thoughts on the Sox, 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on Twitter and IG. Okay, I want to transition and pivot to the Celtics here. So the Celtics now, you know, every time I look up, fans, tweets, every website you can think of, every message board, it's filled with all these trades. It's, you know, send Porzingis here for this. Send Drew Holiday there for that. Jaylen Brown for this. Derek White for that. I've even seen some trade Jason Tatum at all cost. I mean, it's just unbelievable. The whole team has been traded. You let the people tell it. But in reality, we all know there's 3 paths for the Celtics. Now, remember, new owner coming in. A lot of bills are due. The Tatum injury, I mean, not great timing there. A lot of questions. Jaylen Brown still has not got his surgery on that knee, only pushing the timeline back further in terms of recovery and getting back in the damn lineup. So here are one of the 3 paths this team can take. You could see a full all-out rebuild. Now, this, you know, this wouldn't be called a tank by Brad Stevens and the crew, but we would all know it's a tank job to the highest order. If Jaylen Brown gets his surgery later on this summer, purposefully, almost as if, yeah, there's a chance I don't play next season either. Because if he opts to get this surgery later this summer and his recovery is longer, by the time he's ready to play, you may be out of contention anyways. And what's the point? That would be a full-blown tank job. Trying to get in a lottery, see what you can get. Maybe Derek White's traded at that point. Most of these other guys we already know, Porzingis, a Holiday, Hauser, a lot of these guys we think will be gone anyways. Horford. So keep your eye on Jaylen Brown. That would be a signaling of what could happen next season. Late surgery means, yeah, there's a chance bro might not even play next season. If you don't have Tatum, you don't have Brown, that is a tank job. That's one path.
and one of the projected number one overall picks for next year's draft, Trav.
From Brockton.
AJ DeBance from Brockton, hometown hero.
Think about that. So that is one path for the Celtics. Tank for AJ DeBances, right? Here's the other one. A revamp, a retool, not a rebuild. That would involve trading Jaylen Brown. The Celtics could go in way of, okay, Tatum's out. We know that for a year. Let's go ahead and move our top asset right now in Jaylen Brown and get someone of equal or greater value in Giannis Antetokounmpo from Milwaukee. Giannis wants out. Why? His team, they can't build around him properly. They've tried. They got one title. Chris Middleton at the time, one of the best scorers in the NBA at that time. Drew Holiday, tougher than $2 steak tips. Leader, floor general, defense. It worked for a season. Then Chris Middleton literally fell off a cliff. Father Time is undefeated, and it beat the hell out of Chris Middleton. You trade Drew Holiday, the Celtics, the rest is history. I mean, you go get Dame Lillard, which made a lot of sense, but Dame stayed too long in Portland. Now he's off injured, can't stay healthy, past his prime. It's over. Then he pops an Achilles. It's over. Giannis is like, yeah, my time has come here. They don't have draft assets. It's Milwaukee, so you can't attract free agents. Giannis wants out. And the Bucks have to do right by Giannis. First of all, he can veto wherever you send him. He ain't going to, you know, the Wizards here. He wants to go to a winner. He wants a ring. And the Bucks have to do right by him, but still get something in return. It's still business, right? I mean, Jaylen Brown, a champion, kind of makes sense to me. You know, hasn't had the opportunity here in Boston to truly be the guy, the number one. It's always been a question. Whose team is it? His or Tatum's? You go to Milwaukee, I mean, Jaylen Brown's not going to like it, but he would have that opportunity. You insert Giannis to a franchise who knows how to win for 1 year. He's going to have to do what he does in Milwaukee and just carry the Celtics. Do you have to give up? I mean, does he have Derek White next to him? Who's the supporting cast? It's got to be better than what it is in Milwaukee. So because of that, I'm going to go ahead and bet that Giannis could get the Celtics into the postseason. Damn near single-handedly next season. And then after that, Tatum comes back. Tatum and Giannis can coexist. Why? Because they're similar superstars. Well, what do you mean, Trav? Well, Jason Tatum, I mean, sometimes we get on him for how he can so easily acquiesce. How he can so easily facilitate and get along with other stars. No problem. We want him to be a little more cutthroat. We want a little more of that dog. That's not Tatum. One of the guys. Okay, what about Giannis? Yes, demonstrative on the court. Dominant in the way he plays. Physical. There's no grace to his game. He's running your arse over. And that's it. And there's nothing you can do about it. Plays on both ends. Passionate. Tough. But he's not someone that gets in the teammates' faces and calls guys out in the media. It's not who he is. He's the nicest guy. Him and Tatum can work. Tatum. He can shoot. He can drive. He could do everything. He's got a bag. Giannis, I'm getting to the hole, bro, and there's nothing you can do to stop me. I mean, those styles, stylistically, complement each other. They're both champions. I think it could work. And then there's the other path. The one that I think is most likely, where Brad Stevens realistically keeps Jaylen Brown, keeps Derek White, and waits for Tatum to get healthy. That's the big three. Everything else is interchangeable. everyone. Everyone's name who's not Jaylen Brown, Derek White, and Jason Tatum can be moved. I could see that too. And that makes a lot of sense. Three paths. We don't know which one the Celtics will pick. One, complete rebuild. Hey, Jaylen Brown, get your surgery in July. You're going to miss next season, buddy. No Tatum, no Brown. Let Derek White, or maybe you trade him. And you get as many assets as you can for White, Holiday, Porzingis. You know the cast. And you just play a bunch of young kids, try to get a lottery pick. Maybe it's A.J. DeBontis from Brockton. And then the new look, Celtics are back with Brown, Tatum, and whoevs. Or you go for it now. You move Jaylen Brown. You go get Giannis, who's unhappy where he's at. You can kind of tread water next season. And then you get back Tatum, and it's a Tatum and Giannis show. Or your big three, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Derek White, everyone else is interchangeable. And you just, and Brad Stevens, we trust. He tinkers, figures it out. Another thing he's going to have to figure out if Joe Mazzulla is a coach or not for the future of this team. I'm not convinced he is. I'm really not. I think Joe Mazzulla next season could get exposed on either one of these paths. Okay, you go into a rebuild. And this team is supposed to suck. And Joe Mazzulla sucks in guilt by association because he has no talent. He could get fired. And they go get a big, sexy name to coach this team in the future. Or if you add a Giannis and Mazzulla can't quite figure out, well, you know, we can't shoot threes anymore with this guy. We sort of need an identity change. And Mazzulla can't figure it out. He could get fired, and you go hire a big, sexy name. Or you keep Jaylen Brown, you keep Derek White, you wait for Tatum. Joe Mazzulla could still get exposed because that team with White and Brown should still be a playoff team. I mean, they're not going to be the top team in the East, I'll give you that. But can we all agree the Celtics should be a, what, 5, 6, 7 seed at least in the East? If you're not getting there, that's going to fall on Mazzulla's feet. He'll get fired. You'll hire the big, sexy name. So keep your eye on Joe Mazzulla as well. All right, Red Sox calls, Patriots calls, Celtics calls. Let's go to Kevin on line one before I go to break. Kev, welcome to the experience. What do you want to talk about, buddy?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Travis. Long time. I haven't talked to you in a while. But, about optimism, I like to be optimistic myself, but the optimism with the Red Sox, well, that ain't working out so good, you know. And the Patriots and the Red Sox sort of in a similar situation with all these rookies. The Patriots have another rookie wide receiver, a rookie running back, a rookie left tackle. The Red Sox have a rookie second baseman, a rookie catcher, and then a rookie third baseman, shortstop, whatever.
Right.
But, you know, from the beginning of the year, you know, you had Casas at first. He's one step away from flying over the cuckoo's nest. You got the rookie at second, washed up shortstop. Now, Bregman, great signing. Now he's hurt. And the outfield, you know, Duran's solid. And you got two second-year players, and Sadon and the other guy. I'm sorry, I'm talking too quick. But anyways, I just want to, you know, pump the brakes on optimism until I'm going to be from the show me State, Missouri. Show me, and then I'll think better of it, all right?
Appreciate it,
thanks,
brother.
Travis.
Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate the support always, my friend. All right, we'll wrap up this fine radio program when we return. Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI. It was all a dream here on the Travis Thomas Experience. What a show. Red Sox, Patriots, Celtics. We got all the business. In fact, when we were in break, Tom hit me with a trade proposal. What you got for me for the C's?
So if they're going to move Jaylen Brown, it should be to the Houston Rockets, Trav.
Okay, walk me through this.
Because first of all, Jaylen Brown will be happier to go to the Rockets because Ime Udoka is their head coach. And they were reportedly very close when Ime was here at the Boston Celtics.
They're close now with Houston, too.
Yep, and they're very, and Houston was the 2 seed. So they're an up-and-coming team. You give them an established superstar vet to work with. Wow. Celtics can get back young assets, Jabari Smith Jr., the Thompson kid, and then you have to take on Fred VanVleet's contract to make salaries match. But that's an expiring $44 million contract, so it'll help you get under the apron. And then the year Tatum is back, you'll have that money to play with to find a big man.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it. We know changes are coming either way. I don't hate that trade proposal. What I do hate is the NBA Finals matchup. Oh, my God. I am a hoops head, and I could care less about Pacers Thunder. It doesn't even sound right. Like, what? Pacers Thunder. Oh, wait till we see the ratings on this one. Where are the storylines? Where's the juice? Where's the drama? I mean, like, SGA, the casual fan doesn't know. Tyrese Halliburton may not even be the best player on his own team. It's just nothing there.
The biggest storyline is both of these teams traded Paul George to start the rebuild.
Which is awful. And by the way, the Thunder remind me a lot of last year's Celtics team. They beat the hell out of everyone in the regular season, and they smoked everyone in the playoffs. With the exception of a game or two, I mean, the Timberwolves thumped them for the one game they won in that series, and the Nuggets did, you know, take them to 7. But outside of that, I mean, they've looked pretty dominant throughout this entire postseason run. But the Celtics team was much more interesting. The Thunder team, I mean, it just bores me to tears. I am a little more intrigued in the Stanley Cup Finals. So big week for us here. I mean, Stanley Cup starts, NBA Finals start. We're getting a rematch of the Panthers and the Oil. I think this is McDavid's first cup loading. I really do. I mean, he's too great of a player to not at least have one cup here early in his career, and then he could keep chasing. But if he loses again in the finals, then all that stupid legacy stuff comes up of, can he ever win a cup? Can he win the big game? He's too great of a player for that. I think he's going to get it done this year. I like the Panthers. You know, I'm happy for Marchand to a certain extent, even though I don't like seeing him win in a Panthers uni. That's not his fault. That's a Bruins fault. But I would like, I would rather see McDavid get his first and Marchand get another one with another team. You guys agree with me on that? That's how I feel with that one. Also, a big week here because I believe that the Bruins will name their head coach this week as well. I was hearing at Nesson on Friday before I left for the weekend. That could come as soon as tomorrow. So keep your eyes and ears open. A new vision, a new direction for our Boston Bruins will happen this week. So keep your eye on that. Big week. Keep your eye on Nesson as well. I'm on there Monday through Friday. You can't miss me. Honest to God, just put on Nesson. You'll see me. Hopefully I'll be back here on WEEI with you soon. Per usual, I appreciate all of you. If you like the show, give me a follow. I'm on social media at Travis Thomas Experience. I ain't hard to find. Find me, follow me. I follow back. We'll support each other. There you go. Hope everyone had a great weekend. Have a great week. I'll see you next time. Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.